All right, 52 past the hour, Marin in for Cedar. It's gotten they're funny at times and serious, and now we're talking about God. And now we've got Dean Obadala here, whose name literally means what? Child of God?
Servant of God.
Servant of God,
Servant
Obadala.
Allah. Servant of Allah.
He's a comic. He's half Palestinian, half Sicilian. That's the angle, right, buddy?
That's it. That's what I'm going with. That's what I got at this point.
He's been on Comedy Central, CNN, Conan O'Brien, his one-man show, I Come in Peace, ran as part of the 2006 New York City Fringe Festival. Also the co-founder of New York Arab American Comedy Festival. You've done a lot of things for the Arabs.
I've tried. I mean, it's been
very interesting. How come you're not on the big Arab tour with Ahmed and Maz Jabrani and Aaron Kader and Sam Tripoli, who's not even an Arab?
So, actually, we did tape something for Comedy Central. They taped an hour special called Axis of Evil. I was the fourth. I'm the Ringo. They added me. So we taped it in Orange County, and it's supposed to air in April. But we'll see. I mean, they're still waiting for a commitment. But we have the thing coming out on ComedyCentral.com called The Watch List that I created with Max Brooks, who's a great writer, wrote World War Z, which is a hit book now. And he used to write at SNL. And it's the first show, all Middle Eastern American comics, and it's sketch and stand-up. It's 2 minutes. You know, it's webisodes, but it's a big chance for us. It's like Aryan Loving Color.
All right, so you came in here saying, I'm sitting here with two atheists. Dave is a devout atheist.
He's
and
committed.
I am. I literally will not argue either way. Do what you want.
Devout, though. I gotta just interject for a second. That is a word that's associated with religious.
What, did we lose our sense of humor entirely over the break?
Right. Okay, forget it.
What?
Was that supposed to be funny? Or
yeah, it was kind of. I mean, oh, okay. I knew what I was saying.
I take it with in that nature then. I thought you were, because I wanted to say, like, it's not something that I'm very proactive about or I'm not proselytizing about it. It's just.
But you are, though. You are. You do proselytize as an atheist.
No, I don't.
I think you do. I think that you mock people's religion and then you tell them that they're retarded.
No, that's being a bit oversimplistic. But when do I do that? I mean, at a bar, if it comes up in conversation.
Exactly.
But I don't...
So all the time.
No. Oh, touche, Mark Maron. Touche.
You guys are the war on God here.
I understand, though. But my thing is, lately, as my brother's a religious guy, mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't need to, every time he tells me that he's going to go work with a rabbi for 2 days on do some soul work, I don't go, you know, what does that even mean? I mean, there's part of me that I feel bad that he, on some level, that he needs to continue searching.
To waste his time.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
But if it makes him feel better and that he can't figure out a better way to use his time or that it is going to make him a better person or a better parent just by engaging in that, so be it. What do I care?
Well, it's just too bad that's the thing that you need to make you feel better when there's so many other things you can do with your time, giving outward with other people that one would hope would make you feel complete.
Right. Now, do you practice? I mean,
I pray. Yeah. I pray for things, material things usually. And
do you?
I pray. I think I'm more spiritual, but I do pray in an organized prayer, more of a Christian prayer than Muslim, because my mom's Christian, my father's Muslim, and I grew up exposed to both religions. You learn a lot about, and they're so similar.
The first thing you learn is, like, no one's going to, you know, welcome this Muslim stuff.
It gets worse every day. You know, Representative Goud, that jackass.
You know what I think, though? You know what he's doing? He's laying the foundation for a full-on attack on Obama.
I think so?
Absolutely. I don't think he's going to be the one that does it by him standing by these comments he made mm-hmm. about being sworn in on the Quran. And they're already starting to make fun of Obama. But I think that the only thing that they can do to attack Obama, because he is charismatic and he doesn't have much of a history as a legislator, is villainize him because of his Muslim-sounding name.
Well, yeah, because his middle name is Hussein, Barack Obama, and the Republicans started bringing that up because his grandfather was Muslim. But, I mean, the Quran thing is such a waste of thing. You're supposed to put your hand on something. First, legally, you do whatever you want. But secondly, informally, you put your hand on something that you believe in. That's what it's about. Why would you want someone who's Muslim to
You can't have a guy standing up there with his hand on his penis.
Or like, you know, on Barely Legal or something like that. Like you swear in on Hustler or something. Whatever you believe in, that's
I'd
what
go right for the source. I mean, you'd go I right use for my penis. Imagination.
Well, I like that. So, but the truth is, if it's a Mormon, they put their hand on the Book of Mormon. Nobody cares. It's a game. This whole game, like, be afraid of the Mormon, be afraid of the Muslim, be afraid of the Middle Eastern people. It's just fear-mongering. It's the most anti-American. Can I say that without being too... Like
absolutely.
Republican.
You're on Air America. It's expected. You know. So, Dave.
How people can allow the Book of Mormon to go, but not.
It's crazy, because that's like completely ridiculous. That guy's a religion based on a flying plate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a step below.
We got to go. We got to go. See you later, Dave Cross. Right, we'll be back with Dean.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.